I chose, again, Mad Max.
You're obsessed.
I'm just kidding. I also chose Mad Max Fury Road.
As did Miss Kimberly Timmons.
After I wrote this one down, I was like, I think that one is going to be the one to bite me, is makeup. But we have the rule, once you write it down, you cannot change it.
Right.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one's going to come to bite me, I think.
It's interesting because with all the other buzz that's going around The Revenant, that's not a bad choice. Mm-hmm. And this, to me, is a really, really tough category this year. This is one of the ones, by the way, that isn't a mortal lock either way. But Mad Max in the technicals is looking really good. You can't argue what they did to Leo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
They made him look ugly. I'm sorry.
And the fact that
it's very challenging to do to DiCaprio.
And the fact that that's a huge part of the storytelling in the film, that may carry it. But the scale of Mad Max, I think, is what will get them the award.
Tom Hardy is in both movies, we should note. He is. You know, an actor that
was in two. What else was he in this year?
The Revenant, obviously. Mad Max.
There's one more movie.
He was also nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
He was in Mumbles, the Tom Menino story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Derek said how he mumbled through both Mad Max and Revenant.
If you see something, please call 911. I'm Tom Hardy.
We have Best Production Design. The nominees are Bridge of Spies, The Danish Girl, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, and The Revenant. I chose... Again, Mad Max, Fury Road. You know, period pieces, they always rule in this category.
Yes, they do.
It's essentially what we have is 1960s Berlin. We have 19th century, you know, frontier, 20s Denmark, apocalyptic desert, and surface of the red planet. Every year we see the same thing. Revenant could be the spoiler. I'm going to go with Mad Max.
What does Kim think?
Mad Max as well.
This one, I was split at first. Like, it took me a while to... Cause I actually originally thought Danish Girl. Because that was... It was a beautiful movie. But I ended up going with The Revenant. Because that was also... You know, the way that movie looked was just fabulous.
I think The Revenant is a strong contender in this category. And
you're
going
to go with Mad Max.
And a good dark horse, Mad Max Fury Road.
Dark horse again.
Mad Max.
I think I just lost.
Mad Max is going to walk away with the technicals this year. It just is.
We'll see.
And it is WMFO Medford. I need to say that as well.
All right, costume design. Derek, do you have the nominees for costume design?
Wait, is that on that sheet? No, stay on that sheet.
All right. Film editing.
Yes.
Nominees for film editing, The Big Short. Great movie. Mad Max Fury Road. The Revenant. Spotlight. Also great movie. And Star Wars The Force Awakens. I chose for the... Not only do I believe the editing was really, really well done, but the whole background story to it, Mad Max Fury Road... The editor is it the wife of the director?
Yes.
But she has never done any movie like this, any action. Very, very, you know, not romantic comedy, but lighthearted movies. And kind of this was thrown into her lap, and this is what she created.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. Molly, what did you have?
I'm screwed.
Ugh, you're killing me.
Just get a Star Wars.
Yeah, no, that's not...
You know, next year we're going to have to flip this around.
No.
Did I agree to this?
No, there's a reason why you're with Lisa. There's a reason why you're with Lisa.
Oh, because you want to bring her down? Is that it?
Yes.
Hey, you never know. I could end
Kim, your teammate chose Mad Max, which is the right one
and
to
I
choose.
And I also chose Mad Max Fury Road.
I'm going to have to hide in a corner when we watch on...
The reason that I would go with it, even if all of the larger analytics didn't go for this, Mad Max Fury Road won the Editors Guild Award.
Oh, did it?
Which
I didn't
is
know
a
that.
Massive predictor for what's going to win.
You could have told me that.
You could have looked that up.
True. editing was what I picked today.
Yep.
Oops. Well, I don't know. You never know what could happen.
If you want a dark
you
horse,
never know what could happen.
If you want a dark horse in that category, by the way, Spotlight is.
Oh, okay.
Or no, not Spotlight.
No,
the Big Short.
Big Short. That was my spoiler.
The different stories all put together.
And, it was seamlessly done.
This is editing is a category where the experts may be wrong, and I think there's a fairly decent chance the experts may be wrong on this one. If you are not choosing Mad Max Fury Road for best editing, you have to go with The Big Short.
Now, I feel like we almost had this argument last year when we were talking about Birdman. And
last year was Birdman versus Whiplash.
And understanding, you know, that was coming from the critics saying Birdman should win for editing. But you have to look at the style and how it was shot. And for the majority, it's the same exact Inarritu's doing. It's completely different setting, storyline, everything. But the style is the same, where we're talking about one long shot, which cuts down very much on editing. So if you're going to base it solely on that...
Except that it's not one long shot, and everybody in the industry knows that. Those are actually multiple takes that are very carefully cut and blended together to appear like one long shot. And that's a very specific editing technique. It doesn't quite grab your attention the same way that Mad Max does... Or
movements.
Whiplash does. And that was my reason...
What ended up winning last year?
Last year was Whiplash.
It was Whiplash. That's,
and my reason for backing Whiplash last year was that fact, that the editing was so central.
It was amazing,
That's all we have for these categories.
That's it? We just cleared through a page that quickly? My God, yeah, because the one that we're missing in this is Best Original Song. So, no.
We haven't done costume yet.
What did I miss?
You missed one in here. Best Original Score.
Which we promised we would not play for you.
Yes. So, Best Original Score, which really, these are the soundtracks that nobody cares about. The nominees are Bridge of Spies, Carol, The Hateful Eight, Sicario, and Star Wars The Force Awakens.
John Williams is... Was he nominated for Star... Like, is it him that did the music?
Oh, John Williams.
So he's up for two Oscars. So for Bridge of Spies and for Star Wars, correct?
Yes.
Because he
always...
If there's a Spielberg movie out, it's pretty much guaranteed that John Williams... And then Star Wars, obviously. Yeah. I love him, but not this year. I think we're all going to agree on this one. Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight.
Kim's pick?
Hateful Eight.
My pick is also the Hateful Eight.
There's your lock. Agreement.
No, he... How do you pronounce this? Ennio Morricone?
Ennio Morricone is a mortal lock to win this award.
And he's never won an Oscar before.
Is that true?
I believe that,
He's been nominated multiple times.
But has never actually won. Now, last year you saw this plot. He finally won for being nominated eight times. And he was up against himself. It was Grand Budapest.
Right.
And what was the other one? Imitation Game.
I love his work. He's awesome.
No. Completely rejected out of this year for Danish Girl. If you are going to go against all four of our choices, Carol could be the dark horse, could be the upset, but I think it's pretty much a lock.
Yes.
Okay, this is what's throwing me. He has never won for a nominated film. He did receive a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007 for his contributions. But this is a spectacular, anybody who saw the movie in 70mm in the Roadshow format, this is a spectacular Ennio Morricone score, which is up there with the best work that he's ever done. He is the sentimental favorite. This is probably the last time he'll ever be nominated, and all the old guys that vote on the Oscars are on his side.
I remember when I saw you after you saw this movie, that's what you commented on right away.
Oh,
was the score. And I was like, so if I get this wrong, it's your fault.
Yeah. No, it's magnificent. All four of us are in agreement. If you were not voting for Ennio, take Ennio Morricone in this category. Ennio Morricone is a mortal lock to win best score.
And if he doesn't, there's something wrong with the Academy.
Yes, there definitely is. So that brings us to two more of the nominees for Best Song, which we've already pointed out are atrociously awful this year. I mean,
that bad.
Oh, they're bad. They're bad. And in our exploration of bad, I don't know. I mean, this is the thing. Either nobody wrote any original songs for any movies this year, or everything was worse than what got nominated. I have a hard time believing the latter. So I think it was a very small pool to choose from. From the movie Youth, here's a bit of Simple Song Number 3. This is about as exciting as this song gets.
Riveting.
And this, by the way, is several minutes into this song. This is we're like 4 minutes in at this point. This is how Simple Song Number 3 starts out.
I'm gonna take a nap now. The violin's beautiful, though. No?
This just goes on like this for 3 minutes.
It's, yeah.
Best
it's,
original song. This is like, yes, this is great soprano singing.
Is this going to be performed?
Probably.
In its entirety? Or is there going to be a cutoff?
This is great soprano singing. Oh, the songs are all 6 minutes this year, too. This is great soprano singing. This is beautiful musicianship. I do not want to listen to a bunch of deconstructed opera.
Yeah,
which is basically what this is. This is deconstructed opera, and it is not working for me at all. The next song that we have is J. Ralph and Anthony. This is Manta Ray from the Racing Extinction soundtrack.
In the trees, between the leaves, all the growing.
Is it me, or does this seem kind of creepy? Am I right?
Somebody wake me up when the movie's over. My thought in listening to this for the first time was that I didn't know Tiny Tim was still putting records out.
Also, listening to either of those songs does not compel me to go see either movie. Not at all.
Not at all.
This is just unbelievably boring music.
I can't even understand the words. The only thing I got from the beginning was in leaves between the trees or something. I don't know. I don't like it.
And there's a dead manta ray involved in this somewhere. and it's like, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing here, but this is really, really not working for me at all.
You know, and you've seen in the past few years really this popular uprising of big names with, you know, who's been taking it. So you had Adele a few years ago. You heard it in the break playing it for the James Bond movie. Idina Menzel, one for Frozen. Last year we had John Legend and Come. But they're generally uplifting songs or some sort of powerful song, not something as monotone and...
That was creepy.
Sad.
It was really creepy.
Boring.
Can we get something with some drums? I never thought I'd sit here and be saying, you know what, give me a synthetic drum beat in back of this. But this year, these Oscars...
More cowbell.
Give me someone
more
some
cowbell.
Drums. Yeah, I'm feeling a need. I'm feeling a big need for some cowbell on this. 617-627-3800. It is The Big Picture. It is our annual Oscar show here until 9 o'clock. On the Town we'll be in after that. Sorry for making you suffer through those two pieces of music. As a reward, here is a good song that won Best Original Song at the Oscars last year here on WMFO.
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up. One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is one, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon, it's to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,
oh!
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is the big picture, the big motion picture, as we do our annual Oscar picks. Derek, Gary, Lisa Nichols, and Molly Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 9, On the Town with Mikey D. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Great local bands like this one right here, Tribe. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. And we have made our way through all of the minor categories. I think the general rule of thumb is when in doubt, vote Mad Max Fury Road.
That's not the way I went.
For the technicals. Or be like Molly and
go with Star Wars or Revenant for everything. Yeah.
We like Star Wars for best visual effects,
but
we like...
Will you still be my friend if I bring our score
down? We did miss one of the small ones, costume design.
Yes.
Costume design is actually, believe it or not, considered one of the bigger ones.
Really?
Yes, it is. That's considered one of the bigger awards because nobody wants to mess with the costume designer. They can actually hold a production hostage in a way
that sound mixers and cinematographers can't. I've been in enough shows around here, and the costume designers are tough.
Because then we would just be left with naked people. And, nobody wants to see that, not movies.
So in the category of best costume design, the nominees are Sandy Powell for both Carol and Cinderella, The Danish Girl, Mad Max Fury Road, and The Revenant. I believe Sandy Powell is going to split the vote between her two films.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I am going with Mad Max Fury Road.
No.
Really?
There were barely any costumes in that.
Hmm. And that could be a pick. Kim chose Carol.
Okay.
Lisa, I chose Cinderella. Agree. And I actually, Molly had brought that up to me a while ago, and I said no. And after doing a little research, I believe that generally when you are nominated for something twice, you're going to win.
If you don't split the vote. That's the real danger in this one. Mm-hmm. And certainly Cinderella was more impressive than Carol. And you guys may well be on to something, but...
Blanchett is in both.
Mm-hmm.
If the vote gets...
And I mean, dressing her is incredibly easy.
Yeah.
If that vote does get split, it's looking real good for Mad Max Fury Road.
Well,
I said my potential spoiler is Carol or Mad Max.
Is this year... Well, the Academy loves period movies.
Yes.
And Lisa's written, you know, Sandy Powell's won before for The Aviator, for Young Victoria, and for Shakespeare in Love. Mm-hmm. So you can't, you know,
it's
like
been nominated
Academy,
10 times.
Like, it is very rare to see like a modern day movie, like a present day movie, win an Oscar for costume. This year, that's not really a thing. Like, I don't think any of the modern day movies were nominated for costume.
No.
The closest one was Carol. But she's done amazing work, Sandy Powell. So, and out of, I haven't seen Carol, but just Cinderella, the fairy tale aspect, I don't know. It was it was actually a really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Mad Max Fury Road, by the way, is a period piece. It is set in our post-apocalyptic future.
That's why I said there's no movies nominated for costume this year that are present day.
Doesn't have to be historical costume drama. My feeling on this is, even with all the love for Sarah Powell, people are going to be ticking off Mad Max for all these production awards, and it's just going to get that one, too.
Okay.
But that's one...
Cinderella.
That's one
You're
where...
You're getting a big I told you so if we get this right.
This is one category, by the way, where there is no consensus on what's going to win whatsoever. Your safest choices, in order, are Cinderella and Mad Max Fury Road, followed by Carol. Those are your three safest choices in this category. So, you know, this is probably the one that's going to decide it.
Mm.
For the people who have ballots that are matching every place else.
Stop.
Because this is the
like
one that...
Like Derek and I, and not like Molly.
Yeah.
And Kim.
This is the one that's... No one is in agreement on this category. So, the experts are all split all over the place. Best cinematography. This is the actual shooting of the film and the pictures and the image quality. And the nominees are in this category are Carol, The Hateful Eight, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, and Sicario. Lisa Nichols.
I chose The Revenant. And honestly, I believe if it does not win this category, we should completely cancel it out. I have such an appreciation for photography. So I love how this used natural light in shooting it. It was beautifully done. And, you know, it has to win. Absolutely. And he won a couple years ago for Gravity. Oh, and last year for Birdman.
Emmanuel Lubezki would win
his... So this would be...
His third consecutive Oscar if he
three-peat.
Wins this. Very, very rare.
That never happens.
Very rare.
But look at how different all these movies are.
I was just saying, very, very rare. Molly?
I agree.
So, Molly.
I think The Revenant, it was beautiful. The use of light. You know, like, this doesn't seem like a movie where there was a lot of, you know, the big arc lights and such that they use on a movie set.
No, there weren't, because they were in the middle of the Canadian wilderness.
it was just the way it was shot was awesome.
Or South Dakota or wherever the heck they were.
I think it was Canada. I read somewhere.
Kim's pick in this category.
The Revenant.
The Revenant. I am very, very disappointed to say that The Hateful Eight is not a front runner.
I know. You said that.
Because... As a film that was shot in 70mm Panavision, a format that hasn't been used by anybody in 30 years, it was spectacular. It was gorgeous. The level of detail, the composition, everything about it was everything that you could want from that format. And I really expected, heading into awards season, that the American Society of Cinematographers would be all over this. They'd look at this and they'd be like, look at how hard they worked to make this. Look at how beautiful this is. Please, let's give this the award. Unfortunately, they gave the award to The Revenant.
Oh, really?
Therefore, I have to give the nod to The Revenant as well.
You can see on my
paper. So it's everybody locked.
All four of us.
Derek and Lisa can see on my paper when I started writing down my picks. I started writing Hateful Eight, and then I was like, you know what? Wait a minute.
He's not going to get it. No.
Like, when I was still at home, I was like, wait a minute. I finally came to my senses, and I was like, I have to go with The Revenant on this.
The Revenant is a mortal lock.
Just go with instinct more.
The Revenant is a mortal lock in this category to win, and it's because Lubezki shot everything in natural light.
Exactly.
In the middle of the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the film has this gorgeous look and feel to it. The expansiveness of the wilderness, you can feel the cold coming off of the screen. It's beautifully done. It's a tremendous achievement in cinematography. Sorry, Hateful Eight.
I
thought you were going to go.
As a film nerd, it breaks my heart.
When you saw it, I remember the two things that you commented on. Yeah. Well, three things. You commented on Kurt Russell, who was another person who got robbed.
Oh, I think that's snubbed.
The score, and then the cinematography. Those were the three things that you said were absolutely phenomenal.
It is WMFO Medford. It is The Big Picture. Derek, Lisa, and Molly going through our Oscar picks for your wagering pleasure. In your Oscar pools this weekend. And we're into the major categories now, firmly into the major categories. Best Animated Feature Film. And the nominees are Anomalisa, the puppet porno movie made by Charlie Kaufman, Boy and the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep movie, that's from Aardman Studios over in England, and When Marnie Was There. My pick for this, because it was also nominated for Best Original Screenplay, Inside Out.
I think we all agree on that. Does Kim think that also?
She also chose Inside Out, and I did as well.
We all agree.
Now, Pixar years ago had many, many wins across the board.
Last two years,
they've been shut out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is, and as I talked about why I believed the short animated film was going to win, I think there's a big surge right now coming from Pixar, and
good point.
They're going to be...
I think you can make the argument. I think you can make the argument for the last couple of years, the Pixar films haven't been as good.
They haven't.
As the other things that were coming out. Inside Out was a major return to form for that studio. Mm-hmm. And a film that made grown men cry. So the fact that it got consideration for Best Original Screenplay tells you how highly people thought of this movie. It's not necessarily a completely novel concept,
mm-hmm.
but it's a concept that we haven't seen done quite in this way before. And
was Toy Story 3 the last time?
I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. That Pixar got, I've heard confirmed, if anybody cares, they are recording Toy Story 4.
Yeah,
as
great
we
for
speak.
That.
love Toy Story. I love
stop
Toy Story.
Three, we're good.
If you want a dark horse in this category and you don't because Inside Out is a mortal lock, Anomalisa,
whatever.
Because the Academy loves Charlie Kaufman, mm-hmm. because it's all puppets, because it is the most daring and different animated film to appear in this category in a long time, if you just want to be contrarian and don't mind losing a round, you can go for Anomalisa. I'm telling you right now, all four of us agree, Inside Out is your mortal lock. Best Original Screenplay. The nominees in this category are Bridge of Spies, Ex Machina, Inside Out, Spotlight, and Straight Outta Compton, yo. For this one, it's the film that had the biggest message about the importance of media, and that would be Spotlight.
Absolutely.
I chose that as well, as did Kim.
So, 4-for-4 on Spotlight. I am hearing a little bit of buzz about Straight Outta Compton.
I am, too.
And that there are certain Academy voters who really like the screenplay of Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, Spotlight's going to carry this.
But you don't see many biopics, as I was talking about before. You don't see many of them winning. Just because it's a lot of information. It's a long movie. We're looking at the screenplay solely, maybe, but...
Do you think this is going to be one of the occasions where, you know, the Academy needs to be more diverse?
No.
And, you know, like, you don't think... No, but you know how in some years you feel like stuff has been given a pity vote? You don't think this will
do
that?
No. The things that I've heard is that people are voting for Straight Outta Compton because they legitimately like the screenplay.
Right, and not just because of the...
It's not a token vote. It's not like, let's give the black movie something.
Right.
Because that screenplay was written by a couple of white guys.
Right, exactly.
So you're
a
not
lot
really...
A lot of people don't realize that.
You're not doing anything right there. But I think Spotlight is an important film. And somebody described Spotlight as the most important film about journalism since All the President's Men.
Yes.
Which won a bunch of awards back
such
in the day.
A great movie.
That almost 30 years ago now. Or no, almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodness, 77 I think it was.
So I got to go with Spotlight. Spotlight is close to a mortal lock in any category as you're going to find this year.
Hey, it's a Boston movie. benefit.
And it does not have time travel with Chris Earl's car in or time.
His car has
Chris
Earl
in
it. Mark Ruffalo drives his car.
It does have his car because Mark Ruffalo drives his car in the movie. But Chris himself was left on the cutting room floor.
What
Chris
scene
Earl
was Chris
has
in?
Had,
Or supposed to be in.
He was supposed to be in one scene that I remember. He's supposed to be, I think it was Mark Ruffalo that he was supposed to be with, and he was going to be carrying a newspaper, and yeah. they were supposed to be walking by each other. But I think it's pretty cool that you could say an Oscar nominee got to drive my car. The Hulk got to drive my car.
I think he
like,
was...
That's pretty, like, who could say that? The Hulk... drove my car.
I think
that's
he was supposed
cool.
to hold the door for Rachel McAdams
yes,
in
that,
one scene,
that
too.
That was it. I remember that one, too.
So, yeah. But he's upset because his car's in the movie and he's not.
Hey, you know what? He still got paid, at least.
Yeah. He should put as
just
seen...
Just take him for
as seen
important.
In Spotlight, right. bumper sticker on the car, and then...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Best Adapted Screenplay, and the nominees are The Big Short, Brooklyn, Carol... The Martian, and Room. This is a screenplay based on a pre-existing work. This one's you, I believe.
Yes, and I chose The Big Short, which was a phenomenal movie. I thought, you know, the thing that I appreciated so much about this movie, they explained, and it's about the financial crisis, but they explained the inner workings
yes. Yes.
of... how this happened.
So I
but
did understand.
It make it so unaccessible that you were just so confused. It made you really kind of grasp what was going on.
I can
on.
Understand it.
So I believe that is why it was yeah. so powerful. Kim also chose The Big Short.
As did I, even though I've read... Because I read a lot of the books, too, that these... And sometimes I see the movie first and then read the book or vice versa. And... I've read Room. I saw the read the book first, then saw the movie, and then Brooklyn saw the movie, then read the book. And both were so good, the movie and the book. Brooklyn was probably my second favorite for this one. But yeah, Big Short.
I'm not even going to give you a dark horse on this one because nope. it goes to The Big Short.
Yep.
There's no doubt in my mind that that award goes to The Big Short. As somebody who knew everything... that movie was about and understood all of that going in, I was a little bit bothered at sections of it that I thought were just pandering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, here's Heidi Klum in a bathtub to explain how this works to you. And I'm like, really, people can get this. It's not that hard.
You don't have to dumb it down that much.
But I did like the portrayals of the individuals who were involved in
Christian
this.
Christian Bale was awesome.
And really?
I thought so.
And
Steve Carell carried it, though.
Bale was... Meh.
No, he was fantastic.
I thought he was okay.
Steve Carell.
I thought Carell was better.
Carell was the best, I thought.
And then whoever was playing the...
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling I thought was better than...
Who? Which guy?
The woman that represented all of the ratings agencies. I forget her name.
Oh, my goodness.
Well-known actress. She was fantastic.
Oh, Melissa Leo?
I think it was Melissa
Leo.
Yeah.
Who's won, she and Christian Bale have won Oscars previously for the same movie.
That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's good in everything.
The great thing about that movie is they give you the detail that you need to understand what's going on
yes.
in what is a very complicated story about how people mm-hmm. ripped off the American people. And you walk out of it much smarter and probably hating Wall Street and looking for Bernie Sanders' phone number.
Yeah, baby.
I think that movie has done more to prop up the Sanders campaign than anything this political season.
You know
season.
What? I'm all for that. That's okay.
Best Foreign Language Film. The nominees are Embrace of the Serpent from Colombia. This is a film about two scientists who go up the Amazon River with a shaman who may be the last of his tribe to find a rare and sacred plant. Mustang from France, which is about five orphan girls discovering their sexuality and also a society that wants to repress them from that. Son of Saul, a Hungarian film about the Holocaust and the Nazis. Thebe from Jordan, the United Arab Emirates. Thank you. Which follows an orphan through the Arab revolt during World War I. And A War from Denmark, the story of a Danish commander in Afghanistan who was accused of a war crime. There is a rule when you are handicapping the Oscars and trying to come up with predictions of what will win. The film about the Holocaust and the Nazis always wins.
It does.
Son of Saul. What was that? Belgium did that one?
Hungary.
Son of Saul, Hungary. Enjoy your Oscar.
Yes. I also chose that. I mean, it won the Grand Prix at Cannes. So, I mean, this is the film that is going to win. Generally, in this category, I sometimes a little unpredictable. But like you just said, it's about the Holocaust. It is an absolute front runner. If you want to have, for some weird reason, a potential dark horse, and Mustang has been getting a lot of critic acclaim. So, but go with Derek and I, and not what Molly is about to say.
Kim's pick?
She also chose Son of Saul.
Do you see me hanging my head in shame right now? This one I actually just wrote on the paper to Lisa. I had no idea. I was delinquent in this, and I didn't investigate like I should have. But hey, World War I and orphans, that kind of pulls at your heartstrings a bit,
no,
right?
No, rich Hollywood doesn't like orphans.
No.
They don't like Thebe. The poor people.
I went with Thebe. No. I'm probably going to be really mad at myself when they announce this one.
They like portrayal of Jewish persecution.
Do we? Yes. Yeah, do we even want to tell her that that's the number five option in the rankings?
Oh, gee, really?
I'm pretty sure it's
not good.
Oh, God. Yikes.
I will agree with you.
I think I'm good for the rest of them, though, so I'm all right.
I will agree with you that Mustang is a very strong dark horse. Another film that's a strong dark horse in this category is the film from Columbia, Embrace of the Serpent, which got a tremendous amount of critical acclaim and has sparked a fair amount of interest among the Academy voters. But the one that really is way out in front, Son of Saul.
I have a good source for foreign films because my aunt is a huge foreign film buff. She loves them. I should have asked her what she thought, and I didn't. I regret that. I regret that now.
Choose Son of Saul, and you will win.
Oops.
And that brings us to the last of the nominees for Best Original Song, and the only one that we're going to play all the way through because it's actually a good song, unlike the other four. So if we're picking Oscars based on what the good song is, I think we'd all agree that this would be the winner. This is Lady Gaga, Till It Happens to You, which I believe is from a CNN documentary.
It was fantastic. You can go on, where did I find it?
You can go on CNN or you can watch it?
It's not on CNN on demand. I believe I went on Netflix, but it took a while for me to find it.
Okay.
Definitely check out this. It's really great.
Did Gaga write this also?
Yes, she did.
Because, you know, sometimes, a lot of the time, you know, it's somebody sings it and somebody else writes it.
Now, so she writes a lot of her own stuff, and I think she wrote this one.
Just because you sang it doesn't mean you win the Oscars.
This is WMFO Medford.
It gets better in time. You say I pull myself together. Pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me, what the hell do you know? What do you know? Tell me, how the hell could you know? How could you know? Till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels. How it your head up, hold your head up and be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up, you gotta get up and move. Yeah.
till it happens to you. You don't know how I feel, how I feel.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react. The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to WMFO 91.5 Medford. This is now the big motion picture because it is our annual Oscar picks. Derek Gary, special guest Molly Gary, and I am Lisa Nichols. We are actually here with you every Wednesday night. We talk a lot of politics, talk a lot of news, but tonight we are making sure that you win your Oscar pool. And Derek and I, as I said before, are really good at this. So
Don't use Molly's picks.
The category, the categories that we're getting to now are where I always kick butt.
That's true.
Yeah, so these are, these are the big ones.
We're now getting into the ones I'm good at. So listen to me.
We started the show off.
These next ones.
Just as on Sunday, they'll start with Best Supporting Actress.
Which I'm good at.
We went through all of the smaller categories. Yep. Now leading up to Best Supporting Actor.
We've got one smaller category left to go first, which is the Best Original Song. And we've heard
all of them tonight.
I will say that the one I played in full is the one that I think is going to win, which is Till It Happens to You by Lady Gaga.
Nope.
I agree.
Nope.
Kim's pick?
Same thing.
Molly?
Look, I love Gaga. She's awesome.
Did you purposely...
No. The reason why I did this...
She's a plant.
I picked, as horrible as the song is, I picked Writings on the Wall. The reason why is... The reason why is because Sam Smith won the Golden Globe. Gaga won a Golden Globe, but for American Horror Story.
You know what the thing is?
I'm just going with what's been won so far.
Loves Lady Gaga.
Yes,
Spectre starts out as a great movie. then the Sam Smith movie plays, and the movie turns into crap.
Yeah. Now,
But I'm just going with what's been won so far. And
I'm
going
to say the potential spoiler.
That's why.
Just because of all of the awards and everything that he has won, The Weeknd earned it. Could get it.
No, there's no way that gets it. If it's not...
It could be, but it's going to be Lady Gaga. I absolutely believe that.
If it's not Gaga, and I can't say anything bad about that song, because that song is a rape anthem written by a victim of rape.
Right.
If I was
and
gonna...
she actually had a lot to do with the movie, too.
She did, from what I've heard.
If I was going to put it in the pantheon of great like movement songs written by women... It's not on the same level as I Will Survive.
Or I Am Woman.
It's not on the same level as I Am Woman, which was written by a man.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
That song was, but... Helen Reddy wrote it. Okay.
No, Helen Reddy sang it.
Right.
The song, I think, was written by a man.
Huh.
It's a really, really good song. I just wish it could be...
A little bit more.
A little bit more than what it is.
Right.
Because, I mean, she has the pipes for it. And she sings it very well.
Astounding.
If we're dealing with a song about rape, I feel like there should be much more, you know, higher build-ups and...
But it's like, what are you going to do with it? You're going to make it a feel-good song? You can't do that. I mean, for what it is, it's great. I don't know if it's going to get penalized at all because it's in a CNN documentary that I don't think ever saw the light of day in a movie theater.
No, it did not.
So...
I don't understand. I told you how difficult
it was for me to find it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be eligible.
I remember when it ran
on
CNN. It's
eligible because it's Lady Gaga.
I think they stuck it in a theater for a week to get it eligible.
That's how they got in. Yeah.
I think that's our winner in three out of four.
I'm going with what's been won so far.
If you're not picking Lady Gaga, go with Sam Smith. Don't go with Molly. Or you could go with Molly.
You just said go with Sam Smith, and that's who I went for.
Oh,
what?
The James Bond song.
Yeah.
Oh, because originally you said it was The Weeknd.
No, that's what Lisa said. Oh. That's her backup.
Oh, The Weeknd was your backup. Oh, no. Sam Smith is your dark horse in this.
Listen to your wife.
Yeah. No. Like Sam Smith is your backup in this one.
Yes, okay.
All right.
I'm not as much of a...
The big categories.
Idiot.
We got eight minutes. We can do this.
These are my strong categories, so listen to Molly for these.
Best Supporting Actor.
Easy.
Nominees are Christian Bale for The Big Short, Tom Hardy for The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Best Supporting Actor. You just said Best Actor.
Oh, Best Supporting Actor. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I chose...
Should we all say
Stallone.
It?
Stallone.
Yes.
Kim's choice?
She chose... Yes, same. Sylvester Stallone.
Interesting historical trivia note. When he wins on Sunday, Sylvester Stallone will be the first actor to appear in a hardcore porno movie to win an Academy Award.
No kidding.
Really?
He's been in a porno? How did I not know that?
The Italian Stallion? Go look for it on your internet.
I grew up watching the Rocky movies. Yeah. And, you know, if he holds up the trophy and yells like, "Yo, Adrian!"
Adrian!
I got this. I probably will shed a tear. You know, this almost is like a achievement award.
There's a rule in
but
best...
he's really good in it.
There's a rule in best supporting actor.
I want to.
You see some old actor who hasn't done a movie in years get nominated in this category, they are a mortal lock to win.
You said that about Bruce Dern for best actor a year or two ago, and you went for him, and he lost.
Is that why you're saying supporting actor? That was best actor and not best supporting.
Yeah. Now... Dark Horse could be...
Mark Rylance.
Tom Hardy for The Revenant.
No. Tom Hardy's not even in consideration.
Almost everybody, everywhere I've heard, has said Mark Rylance.
Mark Rylance has all the awards leading up to this,
but
Stallone wasn't nominated. This is a sentimental lifetime achievement award for Stallone for making piles of money for the studios.
That's the thing. I mean, how much money has he made Hollywood?
He is retired from filmmaking and acting. This is his swan song.
He gets a little statue. He might be the only actor to have been nominated for both Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor for the same role.
All right, Best Actress. We have Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, and, I always say her name wrong.
It's Saoirse.
Saoirse
Ronan.
For Brooklyn.
I think Alison Brie and Brie Larson should get married so that Brie Larson could be Brie Brie, which would be kind of cool, and a nice name to etch onto your Oscar because she is going to win.
She's
going
to get it. Absolutely. I choose it. Molly, Kim, Derek.
Mortal Lock. She was unbelievable in that movie.
She was chilling in that movie.
Best actor, we have Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl.
Easy.
I believe we are all going to be a lock on this one.
Yep.
All in agreeing, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Finally. He's been nominated a bunch, and he's finally winning.
Film lovers, yes. Hold your nose and check the Leo box because he is the one that is going to win this award. I don't even think there is a reliable second place.
If anything.
For this.
Eddie Redmayne. If anything. Even that is very hard to believe.
Yeah, Eddie Redmayne.
If anything. Because the Academy loves him right now.
If you really...
He's the reigning best actor.
If you want to lose the pool and you just can't stand to vote for Leonardo DiCaprio, Eddie Redmayne is the name to pick, but this is going to be Leo's night.
Yes, finally.
All right, best director. We have Adam McKay for The Big Short.
Barf.
George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road. Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant. Lenny Abrahamson for Room. Thomas McCarthy for Spotlight. Molly, what did you have?
I think it's going to be the second year in a row for Iñárritu.
I agree.
Because he won for Birdman last year. Mm-hmm. So.
Kim chooses that as well.
I have to go with Iñárritu too, and this, I believe, will only be the second time in Oscar history that a director has won back-to-back Best Director Oscars.
I couldn't remember who the other person was.
And it's so unbelievably how dramatically different these movies are.
It is a ridiculously rare thing to happen, but you are talking about two wildly different films. Everything that they went through to make that movie and what wound up on the screen was magnificent. Iñárritu, I think, definitely deserves it out of this group.
And the big one, Best Picture. We have for the nominees, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. I have all week been going back and forth on this one, and I almost was going to pull out, you know, a game time decision. I'm going with Spotlight. Molly?
Listen to me. I have seen all 8 nominees. I am going with Spotlight.
Kim's pick?
The Revenant.
I am with Kim on The Revenant. So, interestingly,
I believe
all of this...
That's the dark horse, is The Revenant.
No, honestly, Big Short, I believe, is going to be your dark horse.
Really?
It has so much momentum moving for it right now.
From what I've seen in the analytics among the Oscar experts... It is between Spotlight and The Revenant. And they are ranked number 1 and number 2 by everybody. The Big Short pops into the number 2 spot for a couple and the number 1 spot for very few of the experts. Mm-hmm.
Now, if we looked at SAG, Spotlight won Best Ensemble.
SAG counts for nothing in that.
But I'm saying, if we look at BAFTA, I believe Big Short won the BAFTA.
To be honest, I don't know.
So it's kind of all over the place. We're split, Molly and I. We're going with Spotlight, and Derek and Kim are going with Revenant. Yes. So this Sunday, you will see what we'll choose, but I don't know.
So they all of that, we got a split.
And they were all pretty good.
Watch it be Big Short.
So we'll see.
It could happen.
So
the
once
tie.
Again, it's Best Picture between you and I.
We have pretty much everything.
And the teams are even split on this. Mm-hmm. So this is good. We'll see how this goes. Sunday night, the Oscars are on.
Yeah, Derek, I believe we're almost the same on everything.
Look for the shorts online. Look for 2 of these short documentaries on Netflix. Other films are available on Blu-ray. On the Town with Mikey D is coming up next here on WMFO Medford. Molly?
Thank you for having me.
Nice having you back.
It could end.